Hi, my name is Poke, and welcome again to another Airwaves episode. On today's menu we have music by the legendary game company, the Bitmap Brothers. Many of you will undoubtedly remember them, their addicting games, the amazing graphics and mind-blowing music. Let's start with their first release game, Xenon. This track by David Whittaker is the Spectrum version of the game. This is Sector 1. After Sector 1, comes Sector 2. comes from the game Speedball, a futuristic rugby-type game where your team beats the living hell out of the other team, throwing with a metal ball. Ouch. That was the 64 version of Speedball, by David Whittaker. The next track should be familiar, it's the 64 version as well of Xenon 2, the Mega Blast. Originally composed by Bomb the Bass. The Bitmap Brothers teamed up with Tim Cinnamon, who contributed Bomb the Bass's track, Hip Hop on Precinct 13. Or, the Mega Blast, as the title song for the game. This small tune, converted by Mark Wilson, is one of the many versions that hit consoles all over the world. The graphics of the game had the typical bitmap look, futuristic and ancient. The Amiga track was the closest to the original song, as featured on Bum the Bass's album, Enter the Dragon. This is Hip Hop on Precinct 13.
So to those DJs that think you're the greatest, just stop, look and listen, cause you haven't heard the latest.
Don't touch that dial.
Got 9043 hours.
There have been mixes and dance tracks put together in the past, but none can outrun or equal the power of Mega Blast.
Check this out.
Is that him? Could I be right? Could that be Kid a Dynamite?
This wasn't the first title where the Bitmaps collaborated with Rhythm King, the label that hosted Bomb the Bass. For their next game Gods, the intro music was written by Nation 12. Instead of listening to the Amiga version, we'll play the original by Nation 12, recently released on a sampler of obscure material. John Fox from Ultravox and Tim Simeon are the people behind it.
Thank you.
The music for the Sega Genesis was not the same as the Amiga version. This is the one for the Genesis, by Gary Foreman. After their game Gods, which was set in ancient Greece, the Bitmaps returned to the arena again, with the follow-up of Speedball, Speedball 2, Brutal Deluxe. More skull-crashing action, set in the far future, where the chrome of the ball and the steel stadium meets the deep red of the blood of your opponent. Nation 12 delivered the score for the game again, and we'll hear the 64 version of the game, done by Martin Worker, followed by the Amiga.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Then the bitmaps reached their peak in the release of the Chaos Engine, a game set in Victorian England. A scientist creates a machine that disrupts space and time. The world is soon infested by a cloud of chaos, turning men into ravenous beasts. Not good. In other words, six mercenaries are called in to get the job done, and stop this engine from being so chaotic. The graphics in the game show exactly what the bitmaps can do best, creating a look of copper, stone and steam, with beautiful colors. And the music in the game changes constantly. For this game, Rhythm King's Joy wrote the title music, and the rest was composed by Richard Joseph. Let's listen to the intro, as composed on the Amiga. We'll be right back. That was Prelude to Chaos, as written by Richard Joseph. Coming up is the main theme, by Joy, taken from the Super Nintendo version of the game. The next track is Mercenaries for Hire. Coming up is a collage of the in-game music of the Chaos Engine. The music is always different, depending on the tension during gameplay. Coming up is The Forest, the music of level 1 on the Amiga. coming up is the music from Level 2, called The Workshops. Under Level 3, Protest Mansion, as played on the Super Nintendo. Musical suspense as the mercenaries enter the mansion of the Chaos Engine's creator. And finally, in the cellars of the huge mansion, you reach the creator of the machine, and put an end to the madness the Chaos Engine has created.
I have guided you here, so that you might set me free. The chaos has ended.
You will be remembered.
The follow-up of the Chaos Engine sadly never quite made it. It got a release on the Amiga, but it was rushed by the publisher, and a Genesis version only existed in a rough state. Nevertheless, the intro is available. So we'll listen to the Mega Drive version of Chaos Engine 2. As for the Bitmap Brothers, they released a game called Z, and plans were made for a new speedball arena, but sadly nothing really happened anymore. As a tribute now, Assault on Precinct 13, by composer John Carpenter. This film score inspired Bomb the Bass and the Bitmap Brothers, so this is a homage to one of the greatest game companies ever. This is Poke, saying goodbye to you all.